So after a lot of messages and tons of requests, I decided that I should take responsibility and try to make your life in 2020 a little bit easier. In particular, I want to share with you the goal setting techniques that I've been using since 2014 to hit every goal that I set for myself. No, I'm not over exaggerating. This system and these techniques really work, but the only way to guarantee that they work is that you work, and you have to use them and actually implement them and not just think, oh yeah, this was a great idea. But before we can get into the systems and the strategy, it's really important that you avoid the biggest pitfalls, the biggest challenges that most people come up against, and the biggest reason why people really fail at their goals. So if you want 2021 to be an absolutely incredible year for you, make sure that you avoid these mistakes. Don't shoot too high, and also don't shoot too low. Most people overestimate or underestimate what they're capable of. They're really bad at predicting how much they can reasonably get done, and they don't really have a clear idea of what the timeline is going to look like. What this ends up doing is creating confusion, and when you don't have clarity, you make a lot of mistakes in the process, and you end up not getting what you want. So, is the goal reasonable yet still challenging? That's the way we measure. That's how we make sure that we're on the right track. None of that, oh, set some crazy goal so that you'll be motivated and inspired, or set some tiny little goal so that you can feel good about yourself and get an ego boost. The sweet spot for flow state is actually found to be in that little place where the challenge is slightly above what you're used to. It's slightly more than what you usually expect from yourself, but at the same time, your ability is almost there. You're capable, you can pretty much do it. This also ensures that you create a healthy progression loop so that you are actually getting better and better, and so that later when we track your progress, you actually can see and measure how far you've come. Another thing that can also go terribly wrong is having the wrong mindset. Feeling entitled, for example, is a surefire way to get yourself sliding off track. If you feel like you should just get things, you expect things to go your way, you know, you start cursing the weather or the conditions that you have around you instead of really being grateful that you even have the opportunity to pursue your goals and do what you want to do, then you're setting yourself up for failure and you're probably not going to succeed. When pursuing my goals and when creating them, my favorite state of mind has always been presence, right? Just trying to make the most of each moment, realizing that what I'm doing now is ultimately adding up to what I'll have. So all the action that I'm putting in currently will yield later on. It's not an immediate ROI or return on investment. So just because you work hard for a month, it doesn't mean that the payout is going to come directly after. That's actually why I prefer setting yearly goals, because then you understand that you probably have to commit to this for a long time if you want to see any serious level of growth. Great things take a great amount of time, and simple little goals or quick things that you want to get, well, you don't really want to track those over the course of a year. Those are easy. Here, you're setting yourself up for a challenge and a meaningful struggle, something that you want to do, something that means something to you. And it's so simple, but one of my favorite quotes is from Jim Rohn, and he says, "We want to have reasonable progress in a reasonable amount of time," right? Not some crazy overnight breakthrough and all the fame and success comes your way and showers you, but also not snail pace growth. Remember, we have been conditioned from movies to watch this little montage where, you know, the boxer trains for about a total of 2 minutes, and then the fight, the glory, lasts for half an hour. And this is crazy because that's not how it works. It's the training that takes an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, a day probably, to even get anywhere close to that competitive level or to really achieve something meaningful. And instead, we're thinking, oh yeah, a little bit of practice, a little bit of trying to improve myself, and then a lot of glory, and that's just not going to happen. And this goes hand in hand with another mistake, and that's buying into an old self-image. Meaning you're not giving yourself a clean slate because you're so bought into the person that you were last year, right? Maybe last year wasn't the way that you wanted it to be. Maybe you did a lot of things you didn't want to be doing. Maybe you're not happy with yourself. Well, if you're holding on to that and you're carrying that baggage along, that's going to make your trip a lot harder because your shoulders are going to get tired from the backpack that you have on. And all that you really have in there is a bunch of rocks. They're not really useful. You can find them pretty much anywhere. You don't need this nonsense weighing you down and making things harder than they already are. So take a deep breath. and just let go of everything that happened, not only in this past year, but also in the years before. Who do you want to be this year? You can decide. You can be whoever you want to be, and you can really make a decision to stick to a new identity. That way, you don't have to believe that you're not capable because of your past and history. Now, these errors are quite fatal and you want to avoid them at all costs. And we're going to get into the solutions and the real technique that I use in a second here. But before we do, I want to make sure that you know about the offer that I have going currently, which is having a one-on-one call with me for free to see if we're a good fit to work together. If you want to take advantage of that, go to eraphael.com and there you can sign up and you can book a time, pick a slot that suits you. And if we still have availability, it'll be there for you. If not, you'll jump on the waiting list. As soon as we have some spots, we'll let you know, and then we'll go from there. Again, if you want to work with me one-on-one and also join an amazing community of like-minded people that are supportive and will help you grow, then make sure you go to eraphael.com and sign up for your free call. This is meant for people who are serious about their personal growth, entrepreneurs, people who really want to take and elevate their life to another level, and they want some amazing people to help them along the journey to do that, and they want to work with me and have my support. Remember this quote from Sun Tzu. It's from the book The Art of War. Every battle is won or lost before it is ever fought. What that means is your strategy and your ability to plan correctly will determine whether or not you can actually achieve what you want. So this is really the pivotal moment, the crucial point where you decide whether or not you're actually going to thrive or whether you're going to struggle. First of all, like I said before, keep it simple. If you could only achieve one thing in the next 12 months, what would it be? Write it down. Now, once you know what you want, you gotta use key inputs. So the question is, what can you do every single day to absolutely ensure and guarantee that there is no way you won't achieve what you want? You just have to find one action step that you can take over and over and over again to help you actually achieve the goal that you've set. The comedian Jerry Seinfeld said that he wrote a joke every single day, and the goal was really just not to break the chain. If you're a musician, then maybe you'd write a song every day. If you're an online content creator or some type of influencer, maybe you make a video every day, or maybe you work on a piece of content every single day for 2 or 3 hours, even if you're not publishing daily. Or maybe you have a physical goal, and what you really need to do is eat below a certain amount of calories every day, or work out for a certain amount of time, or burn a certain amount of calories. It really doesn't matter what the goal is. Regardless, there is always something that you can do daily that will help you progress towards it. Now, does that mean that this is the only thing you'll need to do? Probably not. But the fact that you keep doing it will embed it into your identity and create leverage for you to do other things to help you improve and achieve your goal even more. What I'm telling you really changed my life, because when I started, you know, working out every day, eating the right amount of calories every day, recording videos every day, my first year of being a content creator and starting my coaching business, you know, when I really took care of the things that I valued first, when I put them as a priority, achieving them became easy. Right? It makes so much sense. Whoever you want to become, do it every day and it will get baked into your identity and it'll be impossible for you to avoid it. A bad example of this is if you smoked a pack of cigarettes every single day. You know, you'd be a smoker. That's pretty much it. It's over at that point. You can't really fight the identity that you're building based on all the reference experiences that you're having over and over and over again. So not only does the action create a result and get you closer towards the tangible end goal that we have set, but also more importantly than that, it makes you into the person that you need to be in order to have what it is that you want. And that's the key. Now, finally, you'll want to track progress and make sure that you're measuring how you're doing. When I was doing videos, it was really easy to go back 3 months and see, oh wow, that was pretty awkward. This is cringy. This is weird. You know, why am I not the kind of person that I want to be in front of the camera? I got to work on this. I got instant feedback and I could see what I could work on every day when I looked back at what I had recorded. So the more that you can track and measure and really analyze the work that you're putting in, the easier it becomes to adjust and make sure that you're on the right course. It's easy, really. What do you want and what do you have to do over and over again to get it? Then, if you're willing to follow through, you'll inevitably end up getting the goals that you want in 2021 and beyond. I hope that you enjoyed this. If you did, let me know. Drop me a like for the algorithm. I appreciate you. I wish you an incredible new year, and I hope to catch you on the next one.